There's got to be a better way to do this. I know what I need.
One thing I can tell you about today's show is it's going to be very wet and totally wild. We're throwing our two teams in at the deep end and asking them to take this junk and ride some crazy whitewater rapids.
Their challenge is to build a power raft to carry two team members up and down the rapids. Their craft will need to be powerful enough to combat the current, but they'll also need some pretty solid steering to negotiate the shallows and treacherous rocks. The team with the speediest, sturdiest ship will power through to the semi-finals.
Determined to scare away all contenders are a team of haunted house honchos from Portland, Oregon, the Dukes of Spook.
I'm David Smith, captain of the Dukes of Spook. And with my teammates, Frenchie and Laura, we build haunted houses. I really like to scare the bejesus out of people. And I like to do it by making nifty mechanical things.
I'm Frenchie. I'm with the Dukes of Spook. David is the brains. Laura's our hot welder, and I fill the gaps in between.
Hi, I'm Laura. I'm one of the team members on the Dukes of Spook. This is a good example of some of the sets that we build in the haunted houses.
We're the Dukes of Spook, and we're going to win Junkyard Wars!
Supplying spiritual support is airboat designer Chuck Rackley. Chuck's a world champion airboat racer who's in his element skimming across the swamps of Florida. He hopes to propel the Dukes to a place in the semifinals.
Making one giant leap for junk all the way from NASA are the Rocket Men.
I'm Tom, and Mike and Jim and I are the Rocket Men. We all work together at the NASA Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. And yes, we are wizards. I've known Mike for approximately 10 years, and he'll be providing support primarily with control systems and electrical power.
I'm Mike. I bring to the team the ability to look at a technical project and figure out how to make it work. Tom is definitely our engines guy. He can make anything run that we find in the junkyard. Jim is our welding expert. He's going to be able to put anything together that we need to make.
I'm Jim, a member of the Rocket Men, and we help put people in space. My practical skills basically come from my hobbies. I like to weld and build race cars.
The Rocket Men are going to sweep the series.
Junkyard Wars, Houston won't have any trouble with this mission.
Bring it on.
Failure's not an option.
Helping to launch the Rocket Men into orbit is jet boat designer Doug Riddle. Doug's middle name should be Bond, James Bond, since he designs and builds the boats used by the illustrious secret agent 007. Hopefully his mission today is not impossible.
Go for Junkyard Wars!
Let's go!
It's time to brief the teams. All right, you hell-raising Dukes of Spook.
Yeah!
You supersonic rocket men.
Yeah!
Are you ready to do battle?
Yeah!
Yeah!
All right, well, things are about to get very rough around here. In fact, you better get set to get wet.
All right.
My challenge for you is to build me a powered raft capable of carrying two of you up and down some wicked white water rapids.
Right.
You have just 10 hours to build your machines from when the junkyard gong strikes. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Ready.
Go.
The Rocket Men are already hoping for warp speed.
Okay, Doug, let's hear it.
It looks like we got to do some whitewater jet boating is what we're going to do today.
Okay,
excellent.
Yeah.
Lots of power.
Well, I think it's going to be fairly light to hold two people. And
no brakes. Don't need brakes, huh?
No brakes.
For their jet boat, the Rocket Men need to find a strong, flat-bottomed hull an engine, and the crucial component, a powerful pump, which will shoot a massive jet of water out the back of the boat to drive them forwards. They'll steer by moving the water jet from side to side. This should give them enough power and manoeuvrability to get around those nasty boulders.
We need a hull and a structure, we need an engine, we need a control system, and we need the
jet drive.
The jet drive.
Yeah.
It's not quite a rocket, but let's go see what we can find.
Yeah, sounds good.
Over with the Dukes of Spook, expert Chuck has other ideas.
Yeah, why not a jet boat? I mean, whitewater usually have a jet boat.
I don't know. I've been around airboats, and when you cross rocks and stuff,
nothing in the water.
You can't damage the prop.
Right.
I think an airboat would probably do it better.
Okay.
For their airboat, the Dukes of Spook will need a hull, a light but powerful engine, and a propeller. They'll mount both engine and propeller high up, well out of the way of any dangerous rocks. They'll steer using two big air rudders. The Dukes are hoping to find some sort of inflatable raft for their hull. This should bounce off any treacherous rocks if it doesn't burst.
Laura, why don't you look for the raft? Both of you look for a propeller, and then we'll try and pick up the rudders and all the tubing after you get the important stuff. All right, go get it.
All right, let's get it.
And they're off.
Go!
Get us the good stuff.
Let's go.
Okay, Tim.
Come on.
Pumping engines.
Nothing can stand in their way. Well, almost nothing.
I tell you, to get across these rafters, these guys are going to have designs that rock.
Don't mention the rocks.
Sorry.
Out in the junkyard, it's a boat race, but a hull is not the whole story.
The Dukes of Spook also need a plane propeller.
While the Rocket Men are looking for some serious power.
Will the Rocket Men find their jet pump and hull and shoot for the stars, or will the Dukes of Spook conjure up a dinky dinghy and a monster fan? Stick around to find out. The Dukes of Spook are hoping to fly across the water using air power, but they'll be going nowhere without an engine.
We need a little car, I think.
Yeah, something compact.
A mighty propeller, and they'll need more than a broomstick to stay afloat.
The Rocket Men are hoping for liftoff in a water-propelled jet boat. They need a powerful pump, a motor, and a sturdy hull.
Looking for the hidden thing.
Item number one.
Frenchie from the Dukes of Spook has landed a prize catch.
Well, I've got the motor now. I guess I'm going to have to get some tools.
Okay, great. That was quick. Right over there, Tom.
The Rocket Men have targeted this beached and battered jet ski.
It's here.
It's here. You think you found a jet drive?
Yeah.
Okay, the bolts are all broke.
And it may contain the powerful pump they're after.
Let's take it back and see what they want.
Okay, close your door. See if it'll start first.
The Dukes of Spook are raising the dead.
Yeah, we have juice.
We have juice?
We have juice. All right.
It works.
I need a new car anyway, you know.
Well, I hope they're not planning to drive up the rapids.
All right, it's the Dukes of Spook.
All right.
Scared any... well, looks like you've scared something up.
We scared
here. You got
something
yourself up. A VW here?
Yeah.
Why do you want to cut up such a nice car?
I hate to take it apart, but we got to win. And this is the perfect engine for us. It's air-cooled. It's a lot simpler. It's a lot more basic, a lot lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's perfect for our application because an airboat, it's like we're almost making an airplane, in a sense, that rides on the water.
For their airboat, the Dukes of Spook plan to build a frame to support their VW engine. Then they'll mount the whole thing onto an inflatable raft. The frame will need to be strong enough to support the engine and a fast-spinning propeller, which should give them impressive forward thrust. But the Dukes must also keep the weight down if the inflatable is to keep their heads above water.
Now, you guys are called the Dukes of Spook. Are you guys a little scared about this whole challenge?
No, I don't think we're scared. Laura, man, she's a extreme whitewater, you know, kayaker, so this is right
good.
Up her alley.
Right.
I think we're going to make it work. It's going to be safe. Mm-hmm. We're not really scared. It's going to go well, and we're going to win.
The Rocket Men think they can use the complete jet ski. A jet ski is powered by jet drive. It works by using an impeller, a set of revolving blades encased in a tube that sucks water in one end and shoots it out the other. The Rocket Men will need an engine to drive the impeller and a hull big enough to support all this and two of them. By moving the nozzle of their jet drive from side to side, they should be able to steer and avoid those rocks.
Mike was saying that it's going to be a jet ski, a la James Bond.
Yeah,
Is that something you know a bit about, then?
I was a person that did all the boats for the last James Bond movie.
You guys gave us our own private queue. We're all set.
the three of you all work together?
Tom and I are instructors, and Jim is actually a flight controller.
Instructors of astronauts?
Yes, and flight controllers. Our job is basically to make other people's lives difficult so that they're better in the long run.
Good luck. I'm going to leave you to get on.
Thank you.
Catch up with you later.
Hey!
Hey!
You scared me.
We have a very high degree of confidence over at NASA HQ over here.
Oh, tell me.
Well, they found this fantastic jet ski, which they think they can use the jet propeller from. They're even wondering if they can use the hull, but I think it looks a little bit on the tiddly side for two people.
But, you know, over here with the Dukes of Spooks, they're not scared at all, actually. They're doing an air raft.
Well, have you ever seen those boats that kind of on the Everglades in Florida, that type of thing?
Yeah,
with
the skinny,
with the big propeller in the back. That's what they're kind of they're going for. So what they're looking for, like I say, it was an air raft. They're looking for an actual inflatable raft out there.
If we don't find any materials, we ain't finishing our project.
All right.
Laura is still searching for that elusive inflatable.
Rocket Men Captain Mike is reluctant to relinquish that jet ski.
That's good size.
Uh-huh. It's still not as big as what I'd like.
Well, Tom has an unusual seating plan.
You can set one person across the sucker.
But expert
like
Doug isn't convinced.
I think we need to go out and kind of maybe take a scout around for something that we can maybe make a bigger hull into.
So it's back out to the yard for the scroungers.
Double wall.
These guys know the importance of a good hull. Whitewater powerboats are super light, aquadynamic, and are equipped with 1,000 horsepower engines, just the job for blasting up the rapids. It's a fast-growing sport, but it's not for the faint-hearted. Our judge knows a thing or two about speed and has been racing for nearly 30 years.
Hi, Tyler. How are you?
Greg Shoemaker has broken countless jet boat racing records.
So why do you need a special boat to do whitewater?
Well, whitewater is very unique. Obviously, you've got a current, and you need the maneuverability because of the rapids, the whitewater. You've got to have something that can take the bumps and the bangs, and you got to have something that can make the turns.
What about the Rocket Man? What do you think of their design?
I just like the concept of the jet drive. It's a proven concept going up the whitewater.
So a straight shot to the stars here for the Rocket Men, so to speak.
They put us on the moon. I think they can get us up the rapids.
I hope so. Now, what about the Dukes of Spook?
The airboat concept is good. They don't have to worry about anything getting caught in their pump because they're doing it all with a propeller.
Now, the one thing I think you'd have to worry about, though, is a breach of the hull or like a pop in the raft itself.
Well, that if there was a weak link over there, I think it's going to be in the hull.
Where would you put your money?
I'd have to go with Rocket Men only because of the fact that they're going in the right direction. I got to see what kind of boat they end up with, though.
Okay, we'll see if you're right. We'll catch in with you later.
All righty.
You find anything that's inflatable?
No, I'm looking.
Laura's still trying to get the spooks floating on air. And it looks like she's getting close.
Hey, you guys, I need a hand.
Look what we got here.
What do you think, Chuck?
Captain Dave isn't impressed. He thinks this dinghy's been over the rapids one too many times.
This may work, but if we had good raft material to cut up...
Well, part of it's dependent upon whether or not it actually holds air.
Yeah.
The boys from NASA look like they're finally going places.
Hey, we have a running engine here.
All right.
You found a running engine? What size?
A 3-cylinder.
Man, that sounds like heaven.
Hit it! Oh, we got it!
They hope the engine from the Geo will power their jet drive.
We got cars, we got jet skis, we're living life of luxury here.
The play toys of the rich and famous.
That disengages his tail rudder.
Looks like it's plain sailing for the Dukes of Spook.
Got it.
Frenchie's hoping this aircraft wing will steer their airboat to victory.
All right.
It was half
inch.
Oh,
man, that's a beautiful wing.
I think that'll make an adequate rudder.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Two of them. I'll pump for a while.
Laura's trying to inflate the Dukes of Spook's chances of glory.
We got a major hole in this one baffle. Check the valve and make sure it's not leaking around the valve.
Yeah, all that way. Put a little weight.
Yeah, we'll bubble up. See right there, it's just in the seam.
How are things going in here?
We're coming along. You know, we got two-thirds of the raft blown up, you know. That.
Have you found a few holes in it?
Oh, well, certainly.
Not as many as there probably will be by the time you finish the race.
Well, I'm hoping that we will keep the rock bashing to a minimum.
Turn that nine upside down, teams. You have 6 hours left. Six hours.
The Rocketmen are rolling out the barrel. They're going to chop the top off this old oil tank to make one half of their hull. They'll do the same for another one and weld them both together to make a boat that can take two team members.
All right, Jeff.
Cramming them back to front on the jet ski was never an option, but they can still plunder it for parts.
Ready to go, steering.
Ripping the engine out of the Geo isn't going to be as easy.
Speedometer or tachometer.
You got a throttle?
Is that going to be powerful enough? I mean, because that's what you guys need. That's the key, isn't it? Is power, having lots of power.
We think so.
Yeah. Obviously, this wasn't your original plan, or was the whole time you're just trying to get the parts off of it? Because I thought you were going to use this.
Yeah, I thought
when we talked about it.
These guys pulled that thing in there. We were going to go with the jet ski. Find an engine, slap it in, we're done.
So what was the problem?
A little too small for the engines we had.
Yeah. Too hard to get everything matched up in there.
Right.
And we'd have to cut off all the structure, and it would still be a bit small. Now,
right.
Now we've got something that's almost as small.
It's a little bigger. But,
guys, get back at her, and good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Appreciate it.
So this
guys,
thing.
Give us a hand. Let's get this thing out.
Okay, come in. Just a second.
Right there.
It's the heaviest.
The NASA boys' dreams of jet skiing up the rapids have just hit the rocks.
And maybe the whole battery's good.
Whoa, okay.
From where I'm sitting, there's a lot of very wibbly-wobbly looking machinery going on around here.
Have you seen the Zodiac here?
The so-called inflatable.
Yeah, it's kind of inflatable here, but not so inflatable exactly. Here. And have you seen the banana car we have? The hot banana.
It's like something off Wacky Races, isn't it?
It's true. But they only need the engine, so it's, I mean, the rest of it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, that's going back on the junkyard where it belongs.
Okay. The Dukes of Spook's raft needs emergency treatment.
Patch the hell out of it.
Put a Band-Aid on it.
Well, it has to be the right Band-Aid.
Well, put a Band-Aid on. Let's not let the world get us. Let's get the world.
Frenchie starts stripping down the engine. Any extra weight could sink the ship.
Well, we're losing pieces like crazy now.
Hey, is that motor light enough or what?
I can pick it up.
At least the Dukes have an engine. The NASA boys still haven't coaxed theirs out of the car.
So what do the Rocketmen have to do to speed things along?
Well, right now I think the propulsion unit is coming along, but where they really seem to be slowing down is in the engine department. They're spending way too much time getting that engine out of that car.
Mm-hmm. What about the Dukes Spook?
I think they better figure out how to solve all the leaks in the raft.
And they're not going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere.
Right. Okay, let's talk about speed with the Dukes of Spook.
If that thing sets real low on the water, they're going to have a hard time generating any good speed. The key to this whole program over here is getting the boat up and free as they can so they can generate some speed through the water, because this is going to be a timed event.
So what do the Rocketmen have to do to kind of get things going and get the ball moving?
The one thing I've noticed about the Rocketmen is that they're very technical. Okay?
Well, they're
very
technical scientists after
I know, but they gotta throw some of that technicality stuff out of the window and get going. They gotta put it in high gear right now.
So simple.
Simplify things, get it going, get it moving, keep it moving. On the other hand, the Spooks over here, I don't know, it doesn't seem like they got a leader that's really pushing them in one direction. Maybe I haven't seen that yet, but hey, it's starting to come together. I see the basic plan. I'm gonna be interested to see what develops here in the next couple hours.
Let's talk money. Where's it going now? Are you going to stick with the Rocketmen, or are you going to go to the Dukes of Spook?
I'm leading towards the Rocketmen, the Rocketmen team. I still have my faith in that team right there.
But the Rocketmen are grounded. They still can't get that engine out.
Gets us a step closer.
Closer to what is what I'm not sure of.
Don't know either, but we'll figure it out.
And Laura's patchwork inflatable is still giving her that sinking feeling.
This is just screwed.
No. Don't do that. No. It's not screwed. We got half the time left. We're not screwed.
Dukes of Spook Captain Dave is trying to get their airboat to hold air, but it's a very leaky business.
How are you holding up, Dave?
A little frustrated by this raft.
While the Rocketman's jet boat isn't going anywhere without an engine.
Do we need to go find out where they're going under here?
I guess.
But I mean, it's not going to the engine, right?
The question, though, is there... I mean, if we have got the cables, can we just cross them together to start?
No, not necessarily.
Hello, Rocketman.
Howdy.
How's it going?
Well, we're trying to figure out the wiring on here so that we don't cut critical wires that would be needed for the engine to run.
That's what's taking the time. That's nothing for you lot, though, is it?
I won't say
surely
it's nothing.
Surely the International Space Station has got a few more wires than that.
Probably.
But they're very well documented.
We have drawings.
Duke's expert Chuck is sizing up a frame to hold their engine and propeller.
We're pretty good right here. Okay, what are you building right now?
The front foot stand.
It must be both super strong and super light. But the frame will be sunk unless Laura can get her patches to stick.
But like here, I just pull it apart.
Look at, come in here.
Here's the problem. See, do you see right in there?
Yeah.
So try to get in here, and you know what? You can probably even use your fingernail. Do you have a fingernail?
Right now, I think the Dukes of Spook are actually, they're pulling ahead, obviously.
Do you think?
I really do. The only thing that they're worried about right now is the actual raft itself, because they can't get any air in it.
They'll have someone, whoever's the co-pilot, is going to be there when they're racing. It can be very ugly.
Like on the airplane, you can use the manual hose.
And the emergency exits are here. Well, actually, everywhere.
Use your cushion as a flotation device. You know, I can see it happening. Right?
I went in to talk to the rocket men, and they're all in there trying to work out the right wires to take out of that incredibly complicated engine, which turns out to be fuel injected and have all sorts of gadgets and gizmos.
It's like a bomb, you know, trying to
it
snip
really
the wires
is.
On a bomb. They don't want to snip the wrong one.
But also, if anything goes wrong with it in the test or leading up to the test, then there's, you know, that it's unrepairable because it's all full of black boxes.
Teams, you only have 4 hours to go. That's 4 hours.
Let's try to bring the whole wiring system with us.
Yep.
Because if it's got a computer under there that we're missing, that's it. We're done.
Great. I'm going to cut the...
The combined brains of NASA are baffled by the electronic ignition system, and they're wasting a lot of time.
If we can find an engine out there that doesn't have all the electronics, it'd be fast. We could slap it in place pretty quickly.
Plugs and point. If you just had points,
there's got to be something out there that might be easier. And I'm thinking it's worth 5 to 10 minutes just to take a look.
I agree.
It's mission critical for Jim and Tom. Without an engine, failure definitely is an option.
The Dukes are preparing this hunk of junk, which will couple the propeller to the engine. The prop will be spinning at 3,000 RPM. Expert Chuck needs it to be a tight fit. His life depends on it. Dave and Laura are still in patchwork purgatory. The glue's just not holding.
On this side, is it one? Is there just one long gash?
Well,
or do you find it's
just,
like a bunch of different
it's
little...
The seat, it's coming apart at the seams.
Clearly.
Yeah, I've gone ahead and I glued the entire seam right back down. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go through with the duct tape here.
So, and you said you've done this before on Boeing trips. You've been able to do a patchwork with duct tape.
Yeah, it's not preferable. No.
Will the Rocketmen's powerless powerboat bring them crashing to Earth with a thud?
And will the Dukes of Spook with their uninflated inflatable be scaring the living daylights out of anyone but some fish? Join us after the break.
Two teams are trying to turn a pile of junk into a mean whitewater riding machine.
Is that stable?
Fuel injector.
Yeah. Out on the junkyard, the Rocketmen are still slowly searching for another engine.
Negative, not yet. Hey, there's one sitting out.
I think we've found a motor.
Is it a carburetor style?
Yeah, same weight stuff. This is our best option at this point.
NASA's finest finally show what they're made of. So it's in with the new engine and out with the old car. It's now up to Jim and Tom to get it working.
Laura and Dave take their minds off the patchwork problem by turning a plane wing into airboat rudders.
I'd like to know about the rudder, your system, your steering system, because steering is obviously going to be super important for this. I saw you guys chopping this up.
We've got twin rudders.
What's the reason for twin rudders?
It gives you better directional control.
Okay.
A lot better than a single rudder.
In what way?
Just that you have double the amount of surface that the air is hitting that's going to give you your control.
The Dukes plan to steer using twin air rudders. These will divert the thrust from their powerful prop and allow them to change direction. But for the rudders to work efficiently, they must keep the boat's weight down. A heavier boat sits lower in the water, increasing the water resistance and making it much harder to turn. A heavy boat could mean the Dukes end up on the rocks.
Are you going to be riding in it, Laura, as well? Or?
I hope so.
Well, I should hope so. This is your thing.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I know. It's hard, you know, being the woman on the team and then expecting to drive.
You think that this is going to work?
I have to.
You have to. I'm the captain. You have to instill some level of confidence.
I have to be confident.
Two junkyard teams with two junkyard hours with which to build. 2 hours.
I don't know what all these wires are, but we have a heck of a lot fewer wires than we had before.
How far off are we from getting this to run, do we think?
Well, we're seeing if this is going to have any spark to it.
Right.
Yes.
Now, I suppose the other question about this engine, which I'm sure you've checked, is it's got to run the right way, hasn't it, to match up with your propeller?
Yeah. I suppose we do need to talk about that, huh?
The Rocketmen plan to couple their engine to the impeller in their jet drive. The impeller blades drag water through the inlet pipe, then whiz it round so that it gains speed, before shooting it out the outlet pipe. If the impeller spins the wrong way, the blades will try to suck water in through the outlet pipe and push it out the inlet pipe. And the jet boat won't be going anywhere.
Let's see which way it goes real quick.
Let's see if
we got spark here. Counterclockwise.
Guess what? It turns the right way.
Can you pop the throttle?
Go for it.
Here we go.
Oh, yes!
Yes! We have a motor.
At last, Jim and Tom have blast off. The Rocket Men are go. Hey. The Duke's plane propeller gets a final polish before starting its new life on an airboat.
Oh, wow. Magic. New blade.
Okay, we're 93 inches tall over there, right?
Right.
Expert Chuck's taking no chances. A fast-spinning prop needs a safety cage.
Oh. Oh, man. Well, it ain't gonna be the best-looking rig.
It don't have to be. It just has to work.
The Rocketmen hope that a nose cone and some fins will help their oil barrels speed through the water.
We gotta get going here.
Are we bending them in any way, or are we just sticking them out?
I really do question whether or not NASA put somebody on the moon. These guys are really, they got the great ideas and everything, but they're moving awfully slow. I mean, they've got some serious thrashing ahead of them. Okay. Serious thrashing.
Okay, Duke's a spook over here. They're flying. They look like they're doing a good job.
I like it.
Yeah.
I really like it. That cage with the Volkswagen and everything else.
Nice, sharp.
They got it going.
Yeah.
But their raft is going to be the key here.
Laura? Chuck?
Yeah.
Let's talk about what we're going to do about the boat here.
The raft's fate must be decided.
You got to let the glue do what it does, you know? And unfortunately, you know, we're dealing with a piece of raft that we pulled out of the junkyard that was made 20 years ago. And the glue that they have to glue that material takes too long to dry.
Okay, so this is the plan. Test day, if it's not holding, we're just going to pump some foam into it. That'll set. Makes sense to everybody?
Makes sense to me.
Okay.
Teams, this is the number you've been dreading. 1 hour.
Okay.
Not much.
All right, let's go. We can do it.
Are you in?
Yeah.
Just a minute. Back it off. Nothing a little brute force can't handle.
They're really good rudders.
Okay, they are.
This is always my favorite bit, when it gets really dirty and really noisy.
When you go and ask people, hey, how you doing? I'm doing fine, okay?
Leave me be.
Things are absolutely crazy over with the Rocketmen.
I actually heard one of them grunting earlier. So it's like, yeah, you can tell things are getting a little bit crazy.
The Rocketmen's engine at last touches down.
This is going to determine where it's at.
It's going to move the motor back about 4 or 5 inches.
Is that going to be okay, or it's too far back if we do that? I think it's too far back.
Yeah, this is probably a good spot.
Minutes before the final countdown, and despite all their NASA training, the strain is beginning to show.
You put that back here in the back?
No, yeah, in the front.
It's got to be in the back.
Look, if you bring it here, his weight's still going to be back there.
Oh, yeah. But I can't set up the top of the engine, can I?
No, you're going to sit there.
Yeah.
Got it.
Hey, the motor's got compression.
Woo!
The Dukes of Spook spirits are high.
That's pretty sweet gas pedal there, bro.
Teams, you've got 5 minutes. That's 5 minutes to finish your machine.
Ooh, doggies.
The Dukes need extra support as they lower the heavy frame, complete with engine and seat, onto their patchwork inflatable.
We just got to get it mounted.
How do you have it in there?
What is the race going to look like from what you've seen right now for the Rocketmen?
Rocketmen are going to run a little heavier in the water. They've got a little larger craft, a little bit more weight, and I think that's going to work against them on the downriver leg. On the other hand, the Dukes of Spook, I believe that they're going to be able to generate more straightaway speed, but what's going to happen is I think when they get to the turning area, they're going to have more of a problem negotiating the turn.
Where do you put your money right now?
Right now, I'm going to stick with the Rocketmen.
Okay.
And I think they're going to come through for me today.
All right.
Need some goggles. Here.
Wherever you think Doug would really like to sit, go down. Do you think there?
Yeah. Come on.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Can I lend you a hand, dear?
Teams, put down your tools.
Yeah!
You've done a great job today. Yeah. Now you need your rest, because tomorrow you will face some of the fiercest white water rapids you've ever seen.
Will the Duke's spooky airboat, with its powerful propeller and VW engine all strapped to a leaky dinghy, sink without a trace?
And can half a jet ski, an engine, and a couple of oil barrels really blast the Rocketmen round the treacherous rocks?
We're here at the death-defying Kern River in sunny California, where our two teams of junkmasters are preparing to put their power rafts to the ultimate test, white water.
As usual, we've allowed each team 1 hour for final preparations.
The frame for the Dukes of Spook's airboat is looking very scary. But it's not as frightening as their raft. They keep finding more holes.
All right.
What a piece of American space history, the American flag.
The Rocketmen are hoping to do NASA proud, but they've chosen a rather ominous name for their ship.
Orbital debris. Excellent.
The course is one big, white, watery loop.
The teams will start off powering upstream, heading for the boulder at the top of the course. Then it's going to be a tricky turn in these rapids before the long, fast downstream stretch round another boulder at the bottom of the course and a final tussle back upstream to the finish line.
There'll be 3 timed laps apiece. The fastest single time will be the winner.
Are they ready? I don't care.
The Dukes have had a change of plan. Their raft is still leaking air, so expert Chuck has decided to fill it with foam. For the foam to expand evenly, his only option is to suspend the raft from a tree.
I'm not quite sure how to interpret this scene, but it looks like Chuck's...
We've had it with this raft and we're giving it a hanging.
So what with the foam option, though? Because, I mean, you were reluctant to go with that. Why is that
it
a bad...
It adds weight.
Right.
The foam don't sound like it's heavy, but...
It is.
It does add weight.
And the whole thing about your machine has been lightweight.
Right.
Yeah, that raft, I think, is older than I am.
So, Rocket Men.
Yes.
Are we ready for liftoff?
We're
almost.
Just about. Yes, we're getting much closer.
So, tell me about what it's actually going to be like when you're inside this, racing on the water.
Hopefully well, the wind's going to be blowing our hair back, and we're just going to be cruising along. Yeah. Uh-huh.
We'll probably be able to do wheelies, right?
Yeah.
And do you lean in the same way that you would in a motorbike?
Yeah, we don't know.
Right.
We might not want to.
Yeah, our biggest risk here is that we have no air pockets in this vehicle. So if we go over, we're hitting the bottom.
Yeah.
The river is flowing at over 2,200 cubic feet a second. It's going to be a tough call for the teams to stay afloat, let alone get up enough power to steer through the rapids.
Judge Greg Shoemaker casts his critical eye over the Rocket Men's orbital debris.
Since we last saw it, they've really added some real nice features to this one. Uh-huh. Notice the armrest for the passenger up front.
Is there a cup holder
I think there's a cup holder. The one thing that you have to be concerned about a little bit is where their weight has been distributed. This passenger right here is probably going to have to be moving around a little bit, my guess.
Just to keep things...
Well, I think that you're going to find out once you get this thing going, he might have to move to the back, he might have to move forward.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like the monkey riding on the sidecar on the motorcycle. He's going to be moving around to shifting his weight a little bit, I think. I think
crazy.
Their first run is going to be a real learning experience.
A learning curve, so to speak. Okay, well, let's see what's going on with the
Dukes. Let's get down there and take a look.
I mean, this is a one of a kind control here.
Aesthetically, this looks nice.
It looks good.
Yeah. I mean, if there's one thing I can say about the Dukes of Spook vehicle is that it does look great.
Oh,
it has a fantastic shape.
The workmanship on this is incredible. For what they had to work with, they've done a great job. But the trick is they got to float it, they got to get up river, turn it, and that's going to be the trick for them.
There's minutes to go. The teams must finally face the rapids.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a leak right in front of the intake. Go around this bolt.
Well, we got a pretty good one right here.
Yeah. Hey, man, if this thing even barely runs, it'll go like crazy now.
Oh, yeah.
Are we ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ready?
Our teams will take it in turns to complete the course.
Hey, guys, I think we're in good shape.
The fastest single time will be the winner.
All right, you Dukes of Spook, it's time for your first run.
Champion airboat racer Chuck's in the driving seat. Laura's in for a wild ride.
The Dukes are heading up to the start line.
Time starts now!
They're battling their way up towards those dangerous rapids.
Here they come, they're negotiating it. Look close, look very, they did it! Oh, beautiful!
That was a close call.
Come on! We're 1 minute at the turn that ends!
What's happening to the raft? That current is pulling them down.
It's going down.
Nasty, hold on, you guys.
Every time they pour on the power, they got to get the weight back.
They're heading towards the finish line. Come on, you guys. What a wild first run.
Yo. How are your arm muscles? Look how much water there is in there.
It all came over the bow.
I know, we saw it come.
What a scary first run for the Dukes of Spook. But they chalk up an incredible time of 2 minutes exactly.
Rocket Men, prepare for liftoff. It's time for your first run.
Can those NASA boys beat the Spook's time of 2 minutes?
They're blasting up those rapids.
This thing's on plane.
They are looking good.
Looking good.
They're coming around.
Jim's thrown his weight forward. Will that make him go faster?
They're moving so fast, I didn't even hit my stopwatch.
I think we gotta throw a ski out and go skiing.
That was a big hug.
We have a problem. Okay, what do you think's happened here,
Greg? I don't know. It sounded like they lost power or something in the pump broke.
NASA's suffered catastrophic failure.
Somebody's hurt.
Are you guys okay? What's happened?
No,
we've just broke the drive
shaft.
Oh, gotcha.
Kathy, go ahead.
Suffice to say, I was just holding a piece of the drive shaft in my hand, and my hand wasn't in the boat.
Despite a tremendous start to their run, the Rocket Men didn't make it past the finish line. So it's no score for NASA. Unless the Rocket Men can fix that drive shaft, they're sunk.
So how ugly are things in here?
Quite fairly ugly.
Is failure any kind of option?
Failure is never an option. Failure is not an option.
Okay, come on, Chuck. Hey, here's the game plan. Win, all right?
Oh, here we go, Dukes of Spook. It's time for run number two.
The Dukes are trying to beat their time of 2 minutes. They're going for the smoother water near the shore.
Oh, he's doing something a little different here.
New strategy.
Obviously, he's just gotten stuck.
Come on, Laura.
They're making that tricky turn at the bottom of the course. Come on, you guys, you can do it.
This spot up here killed them. I mean, that just took all their time off.
It's not their best score, but the Dukes of Spook are still in the lead.
So the Rocket Men are going to check in with Mission Control, see if they can get all systems back online. We'll see if they do when we come back.
We're at a crucial point in our Whitewater power raft, and we're just about to find out whether the rocket scientists can live up to their name.
The Rocket Men are back to Earth with a bump. Captain Mike knows their odyssey's over unless Jim can get them out of this black hole. Unless they can fix their drive shaft, failure is looking more and more like an option.
You need somebody to hold that while you burn it?
Good luck!
So the fearless Dukes of Spook head for the rapids once again.
Dukes of Spook, this is your last chance to scream down the river. It's your final run, number three.
The Dukes of Spook are out to better their record time of 2 minutes.
Let's go. Let's see how we can do this time.
They're going for the shallow waters again.
It looks like they're having the same problem they did last time.
Oh, no. All right. You had to push off the rock.
Kathy, how are things looking over on your side?
We're looking good, Tyler. We're on 1 minute 30 seconds on the turn, which I think is the best yet, if they can pull it round.
Come on, come on.
Go, go!
Come on, you guys. That looks like a good run.
What was the time?
Well, I don't know quite how to put this.
It was longer.
You didn't punch it.
No, I did. But it was 2:21.
Three wild laps down, and the winning time so far is still the Duke's first death-defying run of 2 minutes.
Yeah. Go!
One, two, three, go!
It was an incredibly close call, but the Rocket Men have finally repaired their drive shaft. Now's their chance to fight back.
So who's your money on after, you know, facing everything that's happened? They've had the mechanical problem. The Dukes are spooking. They've done three great runs.
Tyler, my money's been there from the beginning. It's still there. I know they're going to come through. I expect good things from the Rocket Men right
now. Mr. Consistency.
Rocket Men ready to rock with run number two.
Will that Bodge drive shaft take the pressure?
It's pretty much as I thought. He's just taking it real easy, not giving it that full throttle right away.
They've made it through the rapids.
Looking very good.
48 seconds right now. They are flying.
Well,
if nothing happens
this
here.
This is where they had the problem the last time. It's going to be close.
Okay.
It's going to be close. He's got to give us some throttle now.
Wow, what a run. Those NASA boys look mighty pleased with themselves.
Oh, God. Do you want the time?
Yes, we must.
1 minute and 17 seconds.
The Rocket Men have blasted the Duke's 2 minute record right out of the water. With an incredible run of 1 minute 17 seconds.
We got the good stuff. We got the bubbly here. And just because we play no favorites, we even have one for the team that, not losers, but did not win. Okay?
So it's commiserations for the Dukes of Spook.
And for the winning team, Captain.
And congratulations for the Rocket Man who blast through to the Junkyard Wars semifinals.
Next on Discovery Science Night, a giant crane so powerful it can lift 600 cars at one time.